You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
There will be changes to Aotearoa's vape laws coming into effect on June 17th, which aim to cut down on the high number of tamariki that are vaping. Changes include a ban on displaying vape products in store and online, with companies already exploring website redesigns and new customer engagement strategies to bypass the upcoming changes. Producer Amani spoke to the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation's Chief Executive Letitia Harding on how companies are already searching for loopholes and an update on how Aotearoa is tracking in terms of smoke-free Aotearoa 2025.
Could you tell us a bit more about how vaping companies are hunting for loopholes ahead of upcoming law changes? And what exactly will these law changes be?
Yeah, so I guess it's one of those things that it's hard to trust the organisations which are obviously making money out of these products for a start. It's a little bit of a catch-22 there. From June 17th, we're looking at some big changes this year around vaping devices and particularly how they're going to be advertised, which is of a big interest to the foundation because we've been calling for regulations around display of these products since, you know, 2021, so quite some time, particularly being able to see these products through storefront windows. That's been a big thing for us. And so it's going to be good to see when the regulations come in how that is imposed and enforced as well, I guess. And that's what we're really concerned about.
When will these changes be coming into place?
From June 17th, we've got a few changes coming in. So vaping devices, the products will not be able to be displayed from the storefront windows when you're looking in from our specialist vape retailers. So that's going to be a big thing, and also not advertised or visual seen online on the websites. So that's going to be quite a big change, as you can imagine, for these companies.
And how did the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation discover that these vape companies were searching for loopholes?
Obviously, we have our ear to the ground quite a bit with what's going on, and we're just concerned about how they're going to be engaging with their customer base on their websites. And moving forward, I think we'll probably be keeping a close eye on that from June 17th, really, to see if everybody is following the new regulations or if there are some ways around it that we are concerned about. But obviously, the issue for us is we can't sort of talk about what we've heard because obviously we don't want people finding ways to get around them. So it's a bit of a catch-22.
And as you mentioned, one of the changes will be the ban on displaying vape products in store and online. Does this mean vapes could potentially be completely wiped from e-commerce sites?
Well, we've heard that what they will be doing is obviously providing quite strong descriptive, you know, ways to talk about and describe these products. We still know that they're going to be offering educational content, so by the way of, you know, blogs and frequently asked questions. There's going to be, as I said, very detailed product descriptions with key details around those products. And also, we know that they're still going to be having reviews from customers. And I guess one of the things for us is, and it's like this around the world, of course, is how we really target social media when it comes to vaping, because obviously that is a little bit of a loophole at the moment. People using these products, you know, personally, not selling them online, but using them on social media is a bit of a concern. And that's a little bit more of a challenge, of course.
Regarding that, I've seen in the past there's been influencers that have promoted vaping on their social media. Is that a thing in Aotearoa, New Zealand, or is that just an international thing?
It's really tricky because if you're actually making money, of course, from these products and you are an influencer and you're getting paid to promote these products by using them, that, of course, has to be upfront. And it's the problem for us is if people are getting around that by using these products in social media and showing them online, but not necessarily, you know, being paid for that per se. So I think that certainly these regulations of what we've been calling for quite some time, the display online and also in the storefront windows, it's just going to be what happens past June 17th, whether people do comply with that, retailers do comply with that, and also if they aren't, whether that's going to be enforced, because that's the other thing, you know, I mean, it has to be enforced by, you know, the ministry if people are breaking the rules around these regulations.
How effective do you think the changes will be?
I think they're actually going to be really effective. I think the majority of vape retailers, I think that you may see some actually closing down because of these stricter regulations. You know, for us, we already think there's way too many retailers out there selling vapes anyway, and have for some time. So we may see a reduction in retailers. I also think it will be a bit of a blow not being able to advertise these online with the images, which are very attractive and appealing, of course, especially to youth. I also think not being able to see them as you're walking down the street and see, you know, all these brightly coloured products through the storefront window is going to make a big difference too, because we know a lot of those are still, you know, very close to schools.
So the changes are aimed at reducing the amount of Tamariki that are vaping. Are the changes going to affect adult vapers at all?
No, we don't see that being a major issue anyway. I still think there's a lot of work that needs to be done with people who are using these products for smoking cessation, and remembering, of course, that these products aren't actually indicated for smoking cessation. They're not approved by MedSafe or the FDA as a smoking cessation product. But if someone is a current smoker and they are using these products, they need to be able to get off both. We know that we've got a huge problem with smokers dual using both vapes and cigarettes. So I don't think there's been a really coordinated effort to get smokers off of cigarettes if they're transitioning using vapes and then completely off of those. Because, you know, nicotine addiction has its own problems. You know, I think this is something that we need to look at as a whole to become vape-free Aotearoa as well as smoke-free Aotearoa.
How would you say Aotearoa is moving in terms of achieving the smoke-free targets?
I don't think we'll get there for 2025. And I think that for us, you know, obviously we would like to see no smoking in Aotearoa. It's a huge issue when it comes to lungs. And obviously we're the Asthma Respiratory Foundation, so fully support anything that's going to move forward with achieving smoke-free. However, we've never thought that vapes were the answer. And, you know, we know over many years now that it's become a big problem in youth. So we've got a whole different issue that we're looking at in terms of our youth being addicted to nicotine, vape, and then what happens with smoke-free. I don't know. I don't think we're not going to get there this year anyway.
And what suggestions does the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation have to solve the issue moving forward?
Well, we'd like a reduction in the number of retailers actually selling vapes. We don't need as many as we've got around the country, and we certainly don't think that these should be sold anywhere close to schools. So great with the new regulations that came in around them not being within 300 metres, but for existing retailers that doesn't apply. We think that existing retailers who are selling their schools shouldn't be allowed to do that. And also there needs to be still a lot of effort put into education and, you know, teaching our kids around the harm that these products can cause, the addictive quality of nicotine. That's something that the Foundation's been very passionate about doing, and obviously we've had a lot of workshops going to schools supporting that. So education's going to need to be continued. A reduction in retailers would be great. And I think just enforcing anybody who is breaking the rules after June 17th, because that's going to be a big thing. We need boots on the ground actually going out and checking that retailers are in line with new regulations, and if they're not, then they should be heavily fined.
That's all we've got time for today, Letitia. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
I think that come June 17th, it's going to be very interesting to see how people are coping with the regulations and who's adhering to those, and hopefully some big penalties for those who aren't.
That was Chief Executive of the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation, Letitia Harding, speaking to producer Imani on how vape companies are already searching for loopholes amid upcoming law changes commencing in June.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.